Cleveland volcano in the Aleutian Islands is erupting, but so far it hasn't impacted air travel. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
Alaska Volcano Observatory scientist in charge, John Power, says Cleveland's activity this week is different from its rumblings in 2011 and 2012.
We've had a number of little explosions at Cleveland beginning about 5 a.m. on Saturday morning, and the most recent one we've been able to verify was this morning about 8 o'clock.
The highest of those explosions reached only about 15,000 feet, too low to interfere with air traffic transiting the region. But in addition to the explosions, Power says Cleveland has also been experiencing a continuous low-level eruption.
Probably producing bits of, maybe some ash that's accumulating perhaps on the summit areas or, some of these, perhaps little tiny low-level explosions that may be going on.
That behavior is new for the volcano, but Power says it's not necessarily cause for concern, especially since the continuous eruptive activity appears to have waned over the last day.
So far, it has not presented anything that would give us an indication of a larger eruption or a greater hazard to come.
Nevertheless, because of the possibility of sudden explosions producing ash clouds that could reach flying altitudes, the observatory has raised the aviation alert level to orange. So far, there's been no rerouting of air traffic. In Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.